Let me just get your reaction to the newsletter today, describing it as an ultimatum given by Gerry Adams on the eve of Martin McGuinness's funeral. Let's have a listen to what Mr. Adams has said.
It is possible for agreement to be reached in the coming days, and Sinn Féin's effort will be to reach that agreement. From our point of view, this is about an implementation process. There just can't be continuous negotiation and renegotiation on matters which have already been negotiated and on which there has previously been agreement. The deadline is Monday, and Sinn Féin is opposed to any extension of Monday's deadline. We're opposed to any return to British direct rule.
So no extension. It's either Monday or it's over.
Well, Stephen, with the greatest respect to Gerry Adams, he is not the Secretary of State. He is not the government of Northern Ireland. He's not even a member of the Northern Ireland Assembly. And whilst he is the leader of Sinn Féin, and we understand that, the decision on when these discussions will end will not be taken by one party alone. And I don't think that it's right for Gerry Adams to set ultimatums and create this kind of situation where, you know, if we need a few extra days to get agreement, does anyone seriously believe in the context of over 30 years of our troubled past that the trying to get agreement for those who lost so much during the Troubles shouldn't take an extra few days if that's what it requires for us to get agreement?
Whether it's right or not, he is the leader of Sinn Féin, and he's saying it's not happening. They're against it. So either get the deal done by Monday, or they're not, you know, Sinn Féin will not participate in any extension.
Well, that doesn't matter for Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin took the decision to bring the government down. If Sinn Féin take the decision to pull the plug now on the talks about re-establishing a government, well, then people will make their own judgments on that as to how committed Sinn Féin actually are to having a stable government in Northern Ireland. And a government at a time, Stephen, when big decisions are going to be taken about our futures. I mean, Sinn Féin talk a lot about Brexit and its impact, and yet if they decide to pull the plug on Stormont on Monday, where is the voice for Northern Ireland in those discussions? We will certainly be doing our best to represent Northern Ireland at Westminster. Sinn Féin don't take their seats. And we will actually have a decision where the second largest party in Northern Ireland will have no voice at Stormont, will have no voice at Westminster. So how do they intend to influence the outcome on Brexit on behalf of the people who came out on the 2nd of March and voted for their party?